It's a Saturday morning and school marching bands play for a crowd. But they're not in a Mardi Gras parade. They're in the Superdome at a school's expo. There's a bouncy house and a climbing wall. Things to keep kids occupied while their families learn about schools.
I'm changing schools for two of my kids, so I came out just to see, first of all, the location, the academic grades that the school gets, and the curriculum that they offer.
Ty Davis has one priority, finding a school closer to home. She says her 9-year-old daughter spends over an hour each way on the school bus. When she gets home at night,
she don't have time for anything, really. She does homework, she eats and go to bed.
Parent Javonte Coleman has a clear vision too, a school with a bullying prevention program.
Because that's one of the issues that I face today is that my kids get bullied a lot. So I'm looking to put her in a better school that have a hold, a control on bullying and things of that nature. The school that she goes to now is, it doesn't meet my needs at all.
Sean James isn't quite as specific. His kids' schools are fine, he says.
But if we can get them a better education, why deny?
He's talking to school leaders to get a feel for their style. The school district doesn't provide this. It's an independent organization, the Urban League, that started hosting the school's expo 9 years ago, when New Orleans completely restructured its enrollment system. At first, families applied directly to individual schools, a process many found burdensome. Multiple deadlines, multiple criteria, trying to get all around the city to visit different schools. In 2012, the city created one app. Now families rank their top 8 choices on one application, and a computer algorithm matches students with schools. The goal is to create a simpler enrollment process, but figuring out which schools to list requires research, hence the expo, where schools try to attract families.
They're in a marketing environment. And in that environment, there's a lot of incentive for schools to really put forward their best, sort of shiniest image of themselves. Schools are competing for kids.
Audrey Stewart is a public school parent and co-author of The Parent's Guide, an independent book with details about every public school. She's not surprised by schools at the expo offering on-the-spot instrument lessons, showing off the school step team, or handing out sprigs of rosemary from the school garden. It's the same reason there are ads on billboards and bus stops. All this is information, but it's also hype.
Also, it leaves parents having a hard time sometimes understanding what's really going on day to day in a school.
And Stewart says many schools might not be that dramatically different. The New Orleans charter landscape started out with some diversity among schools, but now most go for strict discipline, long school days, and a heavy focus on tests.
So that even if you applied to 5 or 6 schools, they might have different names and even be in different charter networks, but your child would be having a very similar experience at any of those schools.
She says more schools tend toward a model they think will ensure them a decent rating, rather than trying something different. The Parents' Guide includes numbers like class size, suspension rates, and student stability, that is, how many students return to the school for another year, and practical things parents need to know, like whether there's an after-school program or transportation.
I think one of the things that surprised me was how many families wanted to know the school uniform colors.
Rebecca Fleming is a school choice advisor. She divides her time among the city's 3 family resource centers, sites where families can call or drop in for enrollment support. Hidden costs, like paying for a new uniform, matter.
A lot of our families have limited resources. They're trying to work with what they already have.
There's also the likelihood of getting in. Families can now access demand data, how many open seats a school has, and how many students listed it on one app. Last year, 251 incoming freshmen listed the highly regarded McMain Secondary School as their top choice. It only had 27 spots for new students. Important to know so families understand the odds. A few one app schools have admission criteria, and not every school is even part of one app. 9 of the best public schools opted out. They have their own separate application. Back at the expo, LaShonda Jones wants to send her daughter to a top performing high school, but she wasn't really finding that there.
They was all maybe like C or D and some were F. And a lot of them saying, oh, well, we were C plus almost to B. And I don't think almost, it doesn't count to me. You know, it's either you there or you're not, so.
Her go-to source of information, word of mouth. Based on what she's heard, she wants her daughter to go to Ben Franklin, but that's a school with academic requirements and its own application. Is she excited about her backup options?
No, not at all.
Families get their assignments in April. If they're not happy, they can apply for a new seat during late enrollment, but the likelihood of getting a desirable spot drops even lower. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.